Welcome. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. This is the first of a new series of MP3 podcasts for each of the Sundays on the Anglican calendar. These are the first Sunday homilies I have recorded since my retirement from active parish ministry on January 5th, AD 2014. They are a way to continue teaching the beliefs of the traditional church. Each of the podcasts will be available using links from a new homilies page at the AIC website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. The summary for each of these podcasts will include the scriptural source or sources and the key words. For the first Sunday in Advent, the theme is the coming of the light. It is the first of four episodes for the penitential season of Advent 2014, in which the church celebrates his coming from the Latin advare into human history at his nativity, but also his second coming as judge of the world. The scriptural sources for this podcast in order of use are Malachi 3:1, Psalm 51, verses 1, 3, 4, 5, 7, 14, 15, 22, 23, Matthew 25, verses 31 to 34, John 3, verses 16 to 21, John 8, verse 12, Luke 1, 78, 79, Ephesians 6, 13 to 17, and Matthew 5, 13 to 16. The book of Malachi in Western Church Bibles is placed at the end of the Old Testament, where it serves as a transition to the New. In Eastern Orthodox Church Bibles, Daniel is usually the last book of the New Testament. In Malachi 3, verse 1, we read, "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me." John the Baptist, the "my messenger who will prepare the way," is also called John the Forerunner. He is, theologically and historically speaking, the last prophet of the Old Testament. St. Luke reveals that even before his conception, John the Baptist's life was predestined by God for the preaching of repentance and baptism intended to make the world ready for the coming of the long-expected Savior. The coming of a Savior and his coming again as judge were part of God's plan for humanity since before the creation of our world. Listen for the evidence of the plan for judgment and salvation in this catena of my own composition on Psalm 50, verses 1, 3, 4, 5, 7, 14, 15, 22, and 23. "The Lord, even the most mighty God, hath spoken and called the world from the rising up of the sun unto the going down thereof. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. There shall go before him a consuming fire, and a mighty tempest shall be stirred up round him. He shall call the heaven from above and the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me with sacrifice. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. I myself will testify against thee, O Israel, for I am God, even thy God. Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most Highest. And call upon me in the time of trouble, so I will hear thee, and thou shalt praise me. O consider this, ye that forget God, lest I pluck you away, and there be none to deliver you. Whoso offereth me thanks and praise, he honoreth me, and to him that ordereth his way aright will I show the salvation of God." The two best scriptural summaries in preparation for Advent and Christmas are Matthew 25:31-34 and John 3:16-21. In the first selection from Matthew's Gospel, Jesus will refer to glory, which is derived from the Hebrew word Shekinah. In Christian art, this glory of the Lord is often represented by a blue-white aura, such as the one surrounding the Blessed Virgin in windows 6, 7, and 8 at St. Joseph's Villa Chapel in Richmond, Virginia. These are illustrated in the AIC publication Paintings on Light, the stained glass windows of St. Joseph's Villa Chapel. Information on ordering the book, which is soon to be available with a DVD companion, is available at my author page at http://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. Listen for evidence of the intention of God from the beginning and for the coming of judgment as I read from Matthew 25, verses 31 to 34. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And He will set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the King will say to those on His right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." The other gospel preparation for understanding Advent is John 3:16-21. The most famous quotation, John 3:16, is only the start of an explanation of the idea of Jesus as the light coming into the darkness of our world. Listen in the reading for evidence of God's plan for judgment and salvation, and remember that in John 8:12, Jesus Himself will say, "I am the light of the world. He who follows Me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. During the last 7 days of this Advent season, the Anglican Internet Church is offering a new video and podcast series, The Great O Antiphons. Modeled on a 12th century service in the Roman Catholic tradition, each episode is focused on one of the 7 key words in the hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. Episodes will be uploaded daily from December 18th through Christmas Eve. Each will contain a mini homily on the daily key word. Videos will be available both on our YouTube channel, https://www.youtube.com/user/SaintJohnC, with Saint spelled out, and by links from the digital library page at our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. And I'll also link them from our Facebook page. In the episode for December 22nd, the key antiphon is O Orions, or Day Spring, celebrating the words from the Benedictus song from Luke 1, verses 78 to 79, the prophecy of Zacharias. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. This kind of light cannot be seen, nor can it be understood purely by human logic and reason. This kind of light is a spiritual light, visible only to those who believe. It is a light which illuminates our inner darkness. In Ephesians 6:13-17, St. Paul's lesson on preparation for spiritual warfare, he advised Christians to cast off the darkness and put on the whole armor of God, which also includes the phrase the helmet of salvation. His meaning is the spiritual light of Christ through which any Christian can learn to, quote, open the eyes of their understanding. Early in this presentation, I read a catena based on Psalm 50, which ended with this teaching from Psalm 50, verse 23. Whoso offereth me thanks and praise, will he honoreth me, and to him that ordereth his way aright will I show the salvation of God. On Christmas morning, God literally showed us the promised salvation of God. Those who believe in the concept of Christian spirituality know that receipt within our hearts of this inner light is a sovereign gift which comes only by the grace of God. As Jesus himself said in Matthew 5:13-16, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Thank you for joining me for this podcast homily for the first Sunday in Advent, AD 2014, the start of the new church year. I invite you to join me each week through the church year for teaching homilies that offer you ways to enhance your spiritual defenses against the ongoing war on Christianity. If you'd like to know more about spirituality in general, the war on Christianity in particular, and learn how you can defend yourself against it, consider purchasing the newest AIC publication, Christian Spirituality, An Anglican Perspective, and by subscribing to the AIC blog at wordpress.com. The closing prayer is my adaptation of a 5th or 6th century evening prayer of thanksgiving from the Divine Liturgy of St. John Marin, the patron saint of the Maronite Catholic Church. Grant us, O Lord God, that we may stand in thy presence with tranquility at this hour, offering ceaseless praise and uninterrupted thanksgiving, and acknowledging thy loving kindness by which thou dost direct and rule our lives, and protect and save our souls. To thee we offer praise and thanksgiving, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a production of the Anglican Internet Church. Please visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.